housewife, was domestic, such as cleaning her own house, washing her own clothes, that type of thing. But she was just not in the limelight. She didn't have political issues she was interested in, that kind of thing.
But as a whole, you would say that the Kennedy family was close-knit, or fairly close-knit.
The whole family, or Jackie and...
Just Jackie and John and the kids.
Well, they seem to be. Of course, I know everyone has heard of the philandering since then that Jack Kennedy did. But none of this, you didn't hear much about this when he was president. In fact, I don't remember hearing anything about it until some years after his assassination. Maybe it's because I did not keep up with current events that closely. I don't know. But at the time, they seemed to be. You always saw pictures of them together doing things with the children, vacations in Hyannisport, playing football on the lawn, that kind of thing.
Okay. Getting away from Kennedy and his assassination in his years, the 60s was a time that was full of, it seemed like people just could not get along, countries having trouble with each other, of course the Cuban Missile Crisis being one of them and everything like that, but getting away from all that, did you remember anything much about segregation at that time?
That was one of the problems that certainly that John Kennedy had to face. During his administration was the time this issue really heated up. And he was very sympathetic with the black people and their cause. So was Robert Kennedy. And during this time is when the segregated schools became under such heavy attack, and the schools were integrated during this time. We also had a lot of riots in the cities, burning, looting, racial riots in the streets, and he had this to contend with during his administration. As far as me, I graduated before integration happened here in my neighborhood. I never went to an integrated school.
For the sake of the listeners that do not know what it is, define integration.
Integration is when you have blacks, whites, all the different races going to school together. Segregation, we had a black high school in the county, and we had a black elementary school in the county. The blacks went to their own schools, we went to our own school.
Did there seem to be a lot of tension between the whites and the blacks at that time? That you know of around in your local area?
No, not here in my area. Certainly the areas in Alabama, Mississippi, there was a lot of tension. There was more tension in Atlanta, but the town I grew up in is located about 50 miles north of Atlanta. Integration here went very smoothly. There was no problem. We just integrated, and that was it. One year, when it came time for school to start back, there was no more black schools and white schools. Everybody went to the same schools. And it went very smoothly here. We did not have any problems like that. Of course, you still today have some instances between blacks and whites. I think some people just try to stir these things up. But overall, we had a very smooth transition here in Bartow County.
segregation did it seem to kind of have a did it seem to worry people?
Well, it depends on what race you were. Segregation didn't. The majority of the white people were satisfied with things like they were. There were some who felt like we should be integrated. If you were black, you were dissatisfied and you were for integration. Some of the white people felt like that they should have equal educational opportunities, but in their own buildings. And the blacks felt like they could not achieve these. They did not feel like this was equal.
As you look back on the 60s today, 60s was a pretty good while ago, and you're much older now. A good bit older than you were then. What do you think about the 60s? I mean, would you say that, and look at the early years and the mid years, were things bad, or were things just kind of down and out because of certain areas that had been going on, like the Cuban Missile Crisis and the assassination of President Kennedy? Do you think that it was that was just a bad time, or was that a good time, and would people have enjoyed living then?
I think so. I enjoyed living then. I think things were simpler. Morals were better. But here again, I feel like that the assassination of President Kennedy started the nation on a downhill trend for a while, and also this was a period of changes. The integration, especially in the South, busing kids from one district to another to ensure integration, and that was a change. The racial rights. I feel like it was the beginning of a period of unrest.
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
And I think the country as a whole changed after that. For instance, in the South, I think that was really kind of the beginning of the change from an agricultural section to maybe an industrial section, that type of thing.
How were things economically then? Were they pretty stable?
Well, I can't really remember that much. I was 18 when President Kennedy was assassinated. I had just started work, and I really at that time did not pay a lot of attention to that part of it. I know during the later part of the 60s, the economy seemed to be a little unstable. About the time I got married, and we built our house. However, interest rates were low at the time we built our house, and then not long after that, interest rates started going up, and things got tight and a little rough in the later 60s, as well as I remember.
Was the job market open that time, or was it pretty closed to certain people?
I think, as well as I remember, jobs were a little scarce, I think. Jobs were scarce, and the interest rate was very high.
So was, in your opinion, was life good in the 60s? To sum things up.
Oh, yes. I think so. I would say better in the early 60s than the later 60s. I think it was better before the Kennedy's assassination, because I think his assassination threw the country into a time of darkness. I really do, and I feel like that it took the country a while to start coming out of this. So I feel like the early 60s were better than the later 60s.
That will complete this interview, and let me tell you, thank Ms. Paget very much.